is going to go downstairs now. Thank you very much for staying for the announcements, and God bless you. We pray for you all the time.
So here we are, and it's the first Sunday, and I just want to make one correction. Steve, nothing serious.
But I give every week. I won't tell you how much I give. I'd be probably embarrassed. But this morning at 8 o'clock, bing, and there it was. Hi, Ron. Thanks for your giving through tidily. Here's your receipt. Organization, Cascades Gospel Chapel, amount, type, general fund. So I do it every week, and bing, oh, praise God, the money's in Cascades account. So I'm really excited because I'm leaving on Wednesday for 3 months, and you know how it is. Anyway, God bless you, and welcome once again to all of you. And Happy New Year's. And it's my privilege to give the first message of the year, and we're back to Acts. And I'm excited. I'm excited because it's such practical theology. It's practical, everyday teaching. Now, if you've missed any of it, for instance, if you have missed Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 18, you can go onto the internet, and there's Alex on the internet, and you can listen to it, and you get it on podcasts. And I actually had the privilege of listening to it twice, because I'm slow, so I had to listen to it twice. And today's, for instance, Acts chapter 9, 19 to 31, which I have the privilege of sharing with you, that will be next week on the internet. So you can catch up. You can be up to date. We can be on the same page. So 2019, what do you want to accomplish in 2019? What is your plans? What is your organization? What is your strategy? What are you going to get? So we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 9. If you'd like to turn in the Word of God with me, please, Acts chapter 9. And we'll continue the studying in Acts. And I must say, I did get some of these ideas from the Purpose-Driven Life, a book I actually skimmed through. I didn't read the whole thing, Eleanor. I just skimmed through, and I was really blessed. And it's very interesting. Now, what do you want for 2019? And notice here, there's a lot of jars, and we're going to talk about that after. But do you want God's strength? Amen? No, didn't hear anyone. I want God's strength for 2019. I want God's strategy. He has a strategy. God has a strategy. And I can truthfully say I believe Cascades Gospel Chapel is in that same strategy, which we're going to talk about, because it's a strategy. Do you want God's strategy? Do you want Cascades' strategy? Do you want God's support? And the fourth is God's success. Now, you can have these things. This is what happened to Saul, who became the Apostle Paul. But you know, when we think of these jars, we think of clay. And if you want these things, you have to be in the hands of the potter. See, Jesus is the potter, and we are the clay. And we have to be moldable. We have to be able to receive what God wants for us. And He wants all four of these things. He wants you to have success in 2019. He wants to have you support in 2019. Now, do you want to make a difference in 2019? With Jesus, you can make a difference. I can make a difference. We say a pensar de todo. In spite of everything happens, in spite of our own shortcomings and so on, we can make a difference. We can make a difference in our home. We can make a difference in our family. We can make a difference in our workplace. We can make a difference in our schools we go to. We can make a difference anywhere you are. You can make a difference. God can do to you what He did for Paul if we are moldable clay in the Master's potter's hand. Paul was a servant of Jesus Christ. Now, how can we be a servant of Jesus Christ wants us to be in 2019? How can we do that? Well, the Bible shows it. Because here we have the Saul. Saul was a wicked man. He hated the Christians. And we learn just before Christmas season, we learn that he was converted. We learned that he was met by God in the person of an angel, and he became transformed. He became new. And it was an exciting story. Read it. Listen to it. An example of this, for instance, is in Romans 1:1 says, Paul entered himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of Christ. And you could put your own name there because God wants you to be an apostle. And the word apostle means missionary. And it doesn't mean you have to go to Argentina like we're going to do on Wednesday. That's where God called us. But God has called all of us, every one of us, in our own workplace, where we live, our friends, our relatives, and what our people we meet every day. We are called to be servants of Jesus Christ. We are called to be witnesses. We are called to be separated to the gospel of God. Another verse that Paul uses here is in 1 Corinthians 4:1. Paul says, let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. We are called to be servants. And one more, just a couple more. Paul said, though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. Yes? It says in the Word of God, Paul said, we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants of Jesus for Jesus' sake. Are you a servant? God calls us to be servant. God calls us. You know, we call ourselves Christians. Well, Jesus, he was the servant king. The Word of God tells us that very clearly. Jesus called himself a servant, and He wants us to live in service to our God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 20, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, whoever desires to become great among you, let him be a servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be a slave. And verse 28 in Matthew here, it says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus is our model. We call ourselves Christians, so we should be Christ-like. And Christ was a servant, and we are called to be servants. And we have some wonderful examples here at Cascades. I won't start naming them because I'd be doing it for an hour. But many of you are servants, but are we doing really what we should be doing and how we should be doing it? An interesting writer wrote, You were made to contribute, not just to consume. I like that, eh? And what matters is not how long you live, but how you live. What matters is not the duration of your life, but the donation of your life. The Bible says we're created to serve, we're saved to serve, we're gifted to serve, and we're recommended to serve. That's what we are called to do for 2019. Yes, the Bible says that God will give us strength. And we're going to talk about that. God will give you strength to be a servant of him. Like the Apostle Paul, like Saul of Tarsus, that wicked man was converted, 180 degree turn, and he became a servant of Jesus Christ. And God will give you the strength. God will also give us support. And we're going to talk about that. God will support you if you do what he wants you to do. And God will give you a strategy. There's a way to do it. And fourthly, God will give us success. Do you want success? I want success in my life. Yes? Strength. Support. Strategy. And success. Do you want those things? Well, we're going to see it. Paul got it. And if Paul can do it, we can do it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that's true. I could give you example after example. And it's all because of him and what he did for us. Yes, we can be servants of that God wants us to be in 2019 because he gives us strength. Look in your Bibles there. Follow along. It might be a little different, but the Bible says, and when he had received food, he was strengthened. There's the word strengthen. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples in Damascus. Immediately, in verse 20, it says, enseguida, he preached the Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed and said, is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem? And he has come here for the purpose so that he might bring them bonded to the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength, there's strength again, and confronted the Jews who dwelled in Damascus, proving that Jesus is the Christ. We have strength both two times in this verse. What were they trying to say? Well, the first word in the Greek, and I'm not going to dazzle you with my vast knowledge of Greek because I have no vast knowledge, but God gave Paul two kinds of strength in these verses. And the first one is invigorate. It tells us here that he gave him energy. Now, okay, you're going to say, well, that's physical food. He had physical food. Remember, he fell off the donkey riding down to Damascus, and he was going to go down there, and he was going to get all the Christians, and they were going to chain them all up, and he was going to bring them back to Jerusalem so they could cut their necks off probably. But God stopped him in his tracks. He fell on the ground. He became blind. But because he received what he heard from the angel spoke to him. And we see from the scripture that he was what we refer to as converted. He was born again. He was regenerated. He became a part of the family of God, not an enemy of the family of God. He became to preach Christ instead of denounce Christ. And he says here that he gave him, invigorated him, but it's like us spiritually. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me and shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. If you eat of the word of God, figuratively, of course, you'll become strengthful physically and spiritually, but mainly spiritually. If you want to be a spirit-filled Christian, if you want to see success, if you want to see things change in 2019, you've got to get into the Word of God, and then he'll give you that strength. He'll give you that power. The Bible tells us that we are to grow. We aren't to be stagnant. I was going through my pictures again this week and weeding some of them out, and I've got all these pictures of these lakes, dried up ponds now, and up in Cologne and Penticton, Vernon, up in that area, and it's all white around it, you know, because the water comes in there and it sits there, it evaporates, and then you get all these ugly looking bugs around it, and there's no fish in there, there's no living creatures in there, and it actually stinks because it's so ugly, it's so it's disgusting. But God has given us all his riches in the Word of God. And as we study the Word of God, as we let it work through our lives in 2019, and he will use us and we will have strength to do what he asked us to do. That's why we have our fellowship here. That's why we have Cascades Gospel Chapel. So as we study the Word of God, as we look into the Word of God, as we grow in grace together, then we can go out as a force to this community and to our friends to tell them about Christ. Now, how about the second strength? I like the word in the second strength because it says in verse 22, look down in verse 22, hear what God's word says. Saul increased all the more in strength of power, and this word is a little bit different in Greek, and it's dynamic, dynamite. Man, he had power. He had strength. He had a dynamite force within him, and you can see what happens. He confounds the people, and many people do believe, And we know that this is true because this is the same word Paul uses in Ephesians 6 and 10 when he told us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, in the dynamic of his might. Yes, you and I myself, we can be spiritually strong because God has given us gifts, and God is that strength. God is our strength. More confidence, more faith we put into him, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So that's the importance of reading the word of God every day, to study the word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we've got to get in the word of God, and he'll give us that dynamic. He'll give us that force, that power. It's amazing. I could give you many examples how I've seen people in my 70 years of living have impregnated their lives with the word of God, have saturated their lives with the word of God, and have gone out and done great things for the Lord. Do you want that strength? Do you want?
Yes.
Amen. And so do I. No. Amen, brother. I want that strength. I want to be different. I want people to say, wow, look at that Edgecombe. He passed on trial in grade 2, 4, and 6 and flunked grade 8 twice. What a dummy. But God has used that person who had so much trouble, that had 2 fathers, 4 mothers. I know I repeat myself, but God is so good. And he'll give you that strength if we get into the word of God and if we work together as a community and help and encourage and build up each other. Paul had that strength. And you know, we know where he got that strength. He got that strength from God, because God was his strength. And also he got it from the Old Testament. He read the Old Testament. He knew the Old Testament. He studied the Old Testament. And he would bring things out from the Old Testament to speak to the Jewish people so they would know that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. He was no dummy. Yes, we can be servants. God wants us to be in 2019 because he will give us support. He will give us strength. He will give us support. And we have the example here in our scriptures. Let's look at the scriptures there. Look at verse 26 and 27. God used Barnabas to help Paul in a very different and precise way. It says here in the word of God, and when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him under his wings, took him and brought him into the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and the road to Damascus, and how he boldly preached Jesus in Damascus. Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting stuff. And you know, even before that, we know this one here. The Christians supported. They were trying to kill Saul. They were going to kill him. So they placed people at all the different gates going out and into the city. And they were working for him. And when Paul was going to come by, they were going to grab him, take him to the high priest, and you know what was going to happen to them. So what did the Christians do? They put him in a basket and they lowered him down. Now, I'm going to give a personal example here now. When Eleanor goes to Ukraine, she's going there not just as Eleanor McDougall, she's going there as a brazo, an arm of Cascades Gospel Chapel. When Ian goes to Mexico, he's gone 2 or 3 or 4 times, he goes as an arm of Cascades Gospel Chapel. We are leaving Wednesday to go to Argentina. We are going as a representative of Argentina. Let me give you an example what happens. This book has just come out. It took me 5 years. 5 years. It's only 64 pages, but 5 years. And in this book that was printed this week up in Whitehorse, and it came down just recently, let me read something to encourage you. This is on the front page here, and it's part of the introduction, and it says, "Querido Ronaldo," that's me, "Dear Ron, I've never told you this before, but I received Christ in my heart in a campamento in the Jujal when I had 10 years old, when I was 10 years old. You were the director and were preaching Jesus. From that day, Christ lives in me. I have memories of this time that I accepted Jesus in my heart. Thank you. God bless you. That's only one out of, I mean, there was thousands and thousands of children, boys and girls, that you have supported by your prayers and donations. And, I mean, we've got pictures in here, for instance, of dozens of children. And we get notes all the time, especially with media today. So it's so wonderful to see that you and your work, through me, you can just see camp after camp after camp. So as we support one another, as we support the three people we just mentioned, but as we support Alex, as we support Jonathan and the work he does with the Mission Fest, and when we support Angela when she works so hard on the webpage, when we support Juliana when she does such a tremendous job on the prayer chain, and we could go on, Ladies Morning Out, and all the different things, as we support one another, as Paul was supported, and Paul had success in his ministry, and we're going to have success in 2019 if we continue to support one another. Support our deacons, support our elders, pray for them, talk to them, be honest with them, be transparent. Say, look, I'm not quite agreement with this, that, or the other thing. Be open. Have the dialogue. Let's get on the same page in 2019, and we are so far. So I don't see anything future, but I'm just saying to have this success, we have to support one another. Then we have to have God's strategy. Paul had a strategy, and God has a strategy. Cascades Gospel Chapel has a strategy. We can be the servant God wants us to be because He has given us a strategy. A strategy. It says here, in verse 20, 22, Paul helps us understand the Lord's strategy. So please listen to these verses again. Immediately, he preached the gospel in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. And that's one of the strategies we have here, the Family Bible Hour. This time when we preach Christ, when we talk about Christ, when we talk about the Christian life, that's God's strategy, and that's why Cascades has worked in that realm ever since it started in 1955. There's a strategy. There's a strategy that we have here. That's why we have the New Year's Eve. That's why we have the banquet. That's why we have all these different events. This is the strategy that God shows us. And here we find that Paul had a strategy, and his strategy was to help, encourage, build up, and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. That's our strategy. Yes, we can. We can serve God. We can have success. But we have to use His strategy. And His strategy is use the Word of God. For instance, on your way out today, you can pick up one of the strategies is to share the Word of God. There's lots of these outside. Take 2, 3, 4. Give them out. Maybe you have not a loudmouth like I am, but you could certainly leave that on the table and say to the person, God bless you. Or how about one of these? Thank you. There's a bunch of, thank you for your excellent service. I gave one out this week, and the waitress picked that up with a tip. It was 15%, which I usually only give 10, but when I give these out, I have to give 15. cheap. But you know, she picked it up with the 15%. Oh, thank you. Oh, I was so excited. I was so excited. She read that whole thing. And remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And here we have Philippians 2, 5, and 7. Here we have Mark 10, 45. Here we have Romans 10 and 9. So the strategy is take these. Take these. Take the bulletin. And with your bulletin, you're having coffee with somebody this week. The strategy is to share that and say, look at, share the website with them. Yes. Lastly, we can be servants of God wants us to be in 2019 because He has given us success. I like the way I put this. I hope you understand. He gives us. He gave us. He will give us. It's secure because it happened to Paul. It can happen to us. The Bible tells us very clearly. Then the church throughout all Judea Galilee and Samaria had peace and were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. We want to multiply here, not to say that we have a full church, but we want to see people come to know the Lord. When you come here and you see the workers next door, say hello to them. Bring an extra cup of coffee from Tim Hortons or Starbucks and give it to them over here. Tell them God loves them. Win their confidence, win their trust. That could be one of our strategies. How about, but thanks be to God who gives us victory through Jesus Christ. We have success. We can have success. We will have success. It says it right here. We have victory through Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the word of love of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Yes, God has his part, but we have our part too. And the conclusion is exactly that. We can have all four of these things. All of us can make a difference for the kingdom of God, because we have the Holy Spirit in us. Are you a servant? Are you willing? Do you want the strength? Do you want the support? Do you want the strategy? Do you want success in your ministry? In 2019, read the verses once again about the Apostle Paul, and you'll find out that you can have that too.